Off the Ball.
GAA. A fantastic role, Matt Dwallos. And for us as young people coming in, the Lee McCarthy wasn't coming in them first couple of years, but the O'Duffy Cup was there every year.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football on Off the Ball.
With William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Pearl, I've been hearing lots on the Koi Gig podcast from Karen Duggan about pre-season training and how much fun she is having. How are you feeling at the moment, a couple of weeks out from starting?
Yeah, look, pre-season never gets any easier, but look, it has to be done. Making sure that we're all in shape coming up to March 9th and that we all stay injury free. Like Karen, you know, probably going around a few years now, so it probably doesn't get easier for the more experienced players, but the younger players kind of keep us young. And look, Shells are very excited for the new season, another few weeks, but days like today make you very excited for the venue, seeing everybody again. And look, for us, it's just about hard work over the next few weeks that, you know, we keep working hard, we stay injury free, and that we're ready to go on March 9th and we won't look beyond Sligo.
Yeah, it's an interesting matchup for your first game because obviously they brought in Tommy Hewitt, who had massive success in Athlone. They've bolstered quite a lot and kind of feel like from talking to them today that they've got to the stage where they're like, okay, we've settled into the league now, we need to challenge ourselves a bit more. What's that like for you guys going up against that as the first game? It's a little bit of a different rivalry to maybe like say one of the Dubs or something.
Yeah, I think this year's going to be the most competitive year, but Sligo, like you said, have had a few years now, so they'll want to push on. You know, I have a lot of respect for Tommy. I think he's a good manager, a good person, and you know, he's kept a good core group there, Emma Hans and a few others, and added a few additions to like some Merlin and stuff. So look, even last season, the season before, we've always had great games against Sligo. There's been nothing in it, I don't know what reasons, but they've been really tight games. And look, you have to respect everybody, they've good players. Tommy will have his own ideas, but so will we, and we just focus on, as I said, getting through the next few weeks and giving everything down to get the 3 points against Sligo. But I think it'll be a great game, good opening game for us in Talkett as well, and yeah, really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's nice to start off at home and kind of having that home support behind you, which we know has always been very, very good at Shelburne. You said there about it being like probably the most competitive league that we've had. It's really, really open. We've found out today that the prize money has been doubled to 110,000, which is like a nice little sum to come into the league. What's it like, I suppose, knowing that those incentives are there for you guys going in, or is it just pure focus, like what's on the pitch happens on the pitch and that's all?
Yeah, probably for myself and the players, it's great in the background, isn't it, for the club, that motivation's there. If any club wins the league now, it's great. We all know in Irish football, it's, you know, you need funding, you need money to keep on development, keep raising the standards. So that's a nice little piece, and you know, it'll push clubs to keep raising the standards for the players on the pitch that we can be competitive. And for me, it's just about the pitch, it's about Sligo in a few weeks, it's getting through the pre-season friendlies, the hard work, and making sure that we're ready to go on March 9th. But as you said, I think it's going to be a very competitive year. Some exciting signings in the league, you have new managers, everybody be able to prove a point, and you know, we've Owen and Rory coming in, two great guys who've been involved in the club, who get it and have new ideas, fresh ideas, and we're sponges at the moment, learning from them the best we can, and we want to do well for them, they want to do well for us, and yeah, roll on March 9th.
So it has been a good then starting off with them, new relationship building and getting that bit of freshness into the club.
Definitely. Look, they're two familiar faces. We knew them around the club, and they've both got the senior job now, which is brilliant for them. They're starting off and their coaching careers have different experiences, and the first few weeks under them has been brilliant. The sessions, you know, their enthusiasm, how organised they are. It's been great for us. It's been a breath of fresh air, and that's what you want with a new start. As I said, we kept a really good core group of players. We've had some good signings and some really talented youngsters coming up, so they've a great mix, and I'm sure they're going to have a lot of headaches, but that's a headache that you want as a manager. So
Anya, we're on the eve of a new season, how are you feeling?
Yeah, excited. I think really looking forward to it. I think it probably could be one of the most competitive league season titles, yeah, title runs I should say. Yeah, like obviously PM out there, the reigning champions. I think Wexford improved on last year, Shelburne have added to the squad on after their cup win last season, so yeah, looking forward to it.
It does feel like one of the more competitive pre-seasons, even with the amount of signings of people going from different clubs and like big names as well, even going over to England to have an opportunity there, which kind of blows it all wide open, which is really interesting.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think we're always going to get that as well, that players will move away to England get offered good moves. So, yeah, look, it opens it up, and obviously there's players coming in from America and Canada and stuff like that to strengthen up the league as well, and really good young players coming through who are developing all the time.
In terms of Rovers pre-season, how's it going so far?
Yeah, really good. We're back on the pitch a couple of weeks now. Friendly games lined up, yeah, so we're all working hard as every other team in the league is.
And how are you feeling yourself in the pre-season? I know Karen has been complaining quite a lot on the Koi Gig podcast about how her legs and her hips and her knees are feeling.
Don't mind Karen, she always can power on. Yeah, no, good, feeling good, fit and healthy, so yeah, hopefully can push on from that.
What's your kind of outlook on the season in general? Because obviously at the World Cup last year, announced retirement, going into a new season, is it a feeling of rejuvenation in that this is like the big focus for the year and like excitement for the club, or is it a reflective one after all the experiences that you did have?
Yeah, look, I think for me I have to appreciate every season as they come, because there's probably not too many left in the legs, and I think this off season was really good for me, because I actually could proper switch off obviously after the World Cup and the excitement of that and the unbelievable experience as well. Yeah, so it kind of reignites that fire in your belly.
And in terms of targets for this year for the league, obviously winning the league, winning the cup, doing the whole thing, that's the aim for the team. But in the conversations you're having pre-season, how is that looking on the pitch? Like, what are the things that Rovers are looking at saying, okay, we didn't do this well last year, this is what we need to work on so that it's us up there and not P Mount next year?
Yeah, look, last year we set a good platform, I think, obviously a new style of play, team culture, so we're just looking to build on that this season and hopefully go one better.
And is there anything in particular that like you've seen from the team that is kind of getting you excited? You know, any young players that are coming through, or even just a way that maybe you're clicking? Because again, as you say, it was a totally new team last year. It was difficult to come into the league and compete in the way that you did.
Yeah, I think this year there'll be a bit more togetherness. The team will gel together, better understanding on the pitch, more camaraderie. Off the pitch as well, and hopefully that'll stand to us.
And how much does the success on the men's side kind of feed into the mentality around Rovers? Because it must buoy the club massively to see the dominance that they have had and think, okay, well, they've built it, this is something that we can build too.
Yeah, I think it obviously sets the standard, and it took them a few years to get that, Stephen Bradley and the team as well, and you can see success breeds success, and I think they're obviously leading the way in the men's game, and we're hoping to replicate that.
So the last time we talked, we were at the World Cup. We are no longer in Australia. We're in very, very cold Ireland. But how has the off-season and pre-season been for you?
Yeah, well, the off-season, it was nice, obviously, to get a break. Once you're in training and football mode, it's very intense. Of course, the break is welcomed. And pre-season's been going well so far. We've made some few signings, new management team in, so there's a lot of fresh faces around the showgrounds, but it's lovely to get started and get everyone in together.
Yeah, there's been a lot of big moves around the showgrounds in the last few months or so, and like I remember talking to you when Sligo Rovers first joined the league and what they hope for the club, and I suppose been building on that over the last couple of years. But what's it like now, kind of going into with that new rejuvenation of like, okay, well, we're a bit established now, we've played for a while, we know what we're doing, but also we have new people coming in and operating with us?
Yeah, like I think the first two seasons was all about trying to get players in, find their feet in the league. I think the whole name over us being the new club is obviously gone now, so standards have to get higher for us as players. As a group of people, we have to raise our standards, and seeing the fresh faces come in and, you know, different management, different styles of play, there will be a challenge this season, but I think everyone's really warming to it at the moment. And yeah, I think hopefully it's going to be a good year for us with new players that have come in.
And what are the things that you're pinpointing in pre-season that you want to improve on? You know, I was chatting to some people from DLR Waves and they were saying we have had so many close results, and we're looking at how we can turn those from like a 1-0 loss to a 1-1 draw or a 2-1 win. And then say Anya from Shamrock Rovers was saying that they felt like they didn't have the maybe full cohesiveness that they needed last season just coming in. For Sligo, what is it this season?
Yeah, look, I think we've had some really close results over the last 2 years, and even against the top teams. Some of the younger girls with us now are well experienced within playing in the league. For us, I think it's our fitness as well. Have to work on our fitness, which is what pre-season is about. New strength and conditioning coaches in as well. So I think as a group, we probably hope to get fitter this season. We're probably going to be playing at a higher intensity compared to what we have been the last two seasons. So that will be massive for us. And this year, it'll be just about grinding out results instead of letting them slip as easily as we have the last two seasons, bringing teams to 70 or 80 at minute and letting things slip from us then. So again, with the experience, the new players who we have signed who have that experience, we've added a lot more depth to our squad this season as well. So I think that's what we're going to focus on for this year.
And like I said at the start, you obviously were over in Australia, you saw all the hype that was there around football, and did that kind of give you a bit of a rejuvenation as well, coming back and then going into a new season, just seeing, I suppose, the way the game can spread, the excitement that was there, and the hope that that's now going to feed into the league this year as well?
Yeah, without doubt. Obviously, you know, from being over in the World Cup and as a fan and getting to enjoy the atmosphere, it was obviously amazing to see how many people were over at the games, how many people were there supporting Ireland. There was a great buzz then coming back into the country. Gives you that wee lift, makes you want to get back playing football. The league obviously seen an increase in some of the fans that have been at the games this season. For us, some of our season tickets, our sales have increased already this season compared to the last two seasons. So it's little things like that. Obviously, there's a lot more younger girls coming to our games as well, which is lovely to see. I just think this is it's a really good time for women's football in Ireland, and hopefully the league really pushes that now this season going forward as well.
One of the big things that when Sligo Rovers was formed and the women's side was kind of like growing football in the Northwest for women, giving them the opportunities, and Sligo have put like a lot into that, and they said, like, you know, they've been planning this for a long time to make sure that it went well. How do you feel it's been going, I suppose, for the last couple of years in terms of giving girls the opportunity to play football and women as well?
I think it's progressing definitely in Sligo Rovers and the Showgrounds. The club have been very generous to us the last 2 years. Everything that the men get, that they want us to get. Things have progressed for us this season as well financially, and that's why we could bring in the players that we have brought in. When you're attracting players who have to travel like over 2 hours to get to training, like, I think that's a big credit to us, that people want to come and play with us and have that desire. Obviously, Tommy and his management team, Tommy coming down from that loan, that's another a huge step for us, that someone like him and some players who we've signed want to come and play with us. We've girls coming from Donegal, from up north. We've signed a couple of girls from Sion Swifts, Westmead, Mayo, Roscommon. So we've a big catchment area in Sligo Rovers, which is great for us, obviously. But in terms of the Showgrounds and the sport we've got, it's been second to none really the last couple of years, and they've stepped it up again this season.
And just a final word then on Tommy coming in, because we see what he did with that loan and how exciting that was, and they kind of surprised everyone that first season whenever they were like up there competing. What's that like, knowing there's a manager like that coming into Sligo Rovers, and probably again people maybe don't have as high expectations as they would of some of the Dublin clubs, so like you're actually coming from a great standpoint where you can surprise the league?
Yeah, look, it's a great position for us to be in. Obviously, Tommy's had some great success with that loan. He's brought Kelsey and Mary into Sligo now with him also. So we're going to be playing a different style of football this year than we have been the last 2 years. Most people know what Tommy is about. And hopefully that suits us going forward as well. There's probably no pressure on us, as you said, like for this season, but in terms of our own camp, we obviously want to perform as well as we can, and with the fresh faces coming in, I think it'll just add to everything that we've created, I guess, over the last 2 years within Sligo Rovers. And hopefully Tommy and the management and the girls who've come in can give us that wee extra edge this season that we've been lacking maybe the last 2 years.
So Tommy, we're here at the launch today, and there's been a great atmosphere around the place. Everyone seems really excited for the season ahead. How are you feeling? Obviously new challenges for you.
Yeah, look, I suppose when the launch happens, you know, it starts to get real, and the last couple of months you just be kind of trying to get players in and preparing for the, you know, that side of it. And you know, when this happens, you're kind of, but yeah, the atmosphere has been very good. It's nice to see other managers talk to them as well about their plans and how their plans, a lot of us would be very guarded as well, but yeah, look, it's nice, and I think these are things that are very important to I suppose, showcase the league and promote the league.
You did great things with Athlone, now you're with Sligo. What was it about the club that kind of attracted you to come to it? Because they obviously relatively new to the league, kind of put quite a lot of effort into building up those underage structures first before bringing in a senior team. What was it that brought you there?
Look, if I'm honest, I suppose they wanted me. You know, it was nice to go to a club that wanted you, even though, you know, I did good things with Athlone, but I felt that I probably wasn't as appreciated there as I should have been. So when I spoke to Sligo, the guys at Sligo, they were absolutely brilliant, and, you know, they have a plan for the women's side. They want to progress the women's side, and, you know, they had similar thoughts to where the team wants to end up in 4 years' time. And, you know, yeah, but just good people, good, very well-run club. And, you know, then when I met the players as well, the players have been exceptional to me since I've come in.
And it seems to have been a lot of work going on behind the scenes in the pre-season, a lot of moves. You know, I was chatting to Emma earlier and she was saying about kind of adding that depth to the squad to make sure you're not getting to the 70th, 80th minute and maybe letting go some of the results that they have in previous seasons. What's that process been like from your side?
It's been very tough because obviously Sligo, the location side of it, like, you can only really pull girls from the north, you know, maybe Mayo, these kind of areas, but it's been tough. A lot of hours spent on the phone, you know, talking to girls, but talking to people as well about them. And it's important that we get in the right person, not just anybody to come into the club. And the girls have come in, they've fitted like a glove, really. Like, and again, to be made feel so welcome. And time will tell how they settle into the team and, you know, will they help the team. But like I said to the girls at the start, they don't have a magic wand. So the players that have been there as well have been excellent. And they have 2 years' experience now in the league. So, it's been tough. It'd just be nice to get to start playing football now.
Well, that's the thing. I think a lot of people here are just raring to go. But it also feels like one of the most open leagues that we've had in a long time. You have obviously Piemont. No one thought that they were going to do what they did last season. Shamrock Rovers are now going into their second season in the league. I was chatting to the ones down in Wexford and they're like, we haven't had a great few seasons, but we feel like we're coming into it. And I think there's probably a sense around Sligo as well that there's a bit of untapped potential there, but also maybe the benefit of the untapped potential that hasn't been seen over the last couple of sides is that you do have the opportunity to cause a few shocks in the league this season.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm a realist as well, and I understand that a lot of teams are way ahead of us. Like you mentioned, a few of the clubs there, and it will be so competitive this year. And I think that's the main thing for the league, that it is competitive. And I think there will be a good few shocks. You know, you talked about, if you look at last year, Treaty finished bottom, Cork, ourselves, were in that kind of bottom three, and the three teams have really, really strengthened. And they, you know, the three teams might cause a bit of upset, and they might not. And then you've, you know, but I still feel we're probably a bit off it. It'll take time, and that's one thing I really liked about the club as well. You understand that there is a process, and I felt that they did a good job with Athlone, building them from scratch to getting them now to be title contenders. And I hope to do the same to Sligo over the next couple of years.
I think a lot of Sligo people were very happy to see your name associated with the club coming in, considering what you did with Athlone in the past. Like you said a lot, you know, it's been a difficult setup. It's been trying to attract players coming in, and I suppose even just establishing your own relationship with players and stuff. What's the sort of long-term goal with this team? Like, what are you kind of putting on it in your own mind?
Yeah, look, I want to win a trophy with the team, and obviously for the club as well. And because I think a club like Sligo, a big club like Sligo, deserve to have a women's team that's competing at the top echelon of the league. And I feel that, as you said yourself, there's untapped potential there, and there will. It might be a bit soon this season, but I think over the next two or three seasons there will be thereabouts in cup competitions and hopefully for the league. And that's my goal, I suppose. And again, you spoke to Emma earlier on, and even speaking to the other players, that's what they want to achieve as well. And you just never know in football. I suppose after 2 years, 2.5 years with Athlone, now you had them, you know, in a cup final competing for the league, lost the league by 2 points, and you know, and they're in a position now where I think Athlone will probably win the league this year, because I'd like to think I set the foundations for them to do that, and I hope to do the same for Sligo as well.
Well, Sligo did have some glory days back when I was in school, so hopefully you can bring some of them back. So I'm not sure if they're coming on the other side of things in the club, but hopefully. I think, like, what I always found really nice chatting to people around Sligo Rovers whenever they were first setting up was that acknowledgement that you need to build from the ground up. So, like, it needs to be youth systems put in place. It needs to be, you know, bringing soccer to the Northwest so that everyone everyone is playing it and there's more opportunities. Like when I was growing up in Sligo, I couldn't tell you where my nearest club was, probably in Sligo town, about half an hour away. So that kind of growth is great, and the more the team succeeds, the more that's going to be brought down.
Absolutely. And like, you know, obviously I'm new into the club and Sligo wouldn't be my club, obviously, so, but there's a lot of players that have been with Sligo, I suppose male and female, that have seen the glory days and want them glory days back. And for me, the most important thing is that now the girls have a platform, the younger girls have a platform to aim for, it's their stage. And you know, it's like, if the girls are succeeding, like, people will follow if you're winning matches and if you're in the top half of the table or you're competing in cups. And that's what we want. We want young kids to come out and, you know, look up to Emmas and the Emma Dohertys and the Myrna Devaneys now, and these, and you know, Yvonne, these kind of people that, you know, the girls can go to matches and identify with them, and that's important too. But like I said, small steps.
Sabine, how are you feeling today at the launch?
Good, yeah. Good buzz around the place. So.
And in terms of how your pre-season has been going so far, what has been the talk?
Yeah, it's been going really well so far. We've got a good bit of hard work under our belts. Obviously a lot more to do before the season starts. So yeah, we're about to head into a few pre-season friendlies and stuff. So yeah, exciting times, I think. We're looking forward to the season.
Wexford has obviously already had like incredible success in the league over the years and in the cup competitions as well. What, going into a season like this and kind of seeing, say, like Shamrock Rovers coming into the league last year, Peamount's doing things without a parent club there, what are the conversations that you guys are having in pre-season in terms of motivating yourself to competing with those top clubs?
Yeah, I don't think we need much motivation. Like, I think, yeah, you can talk about the success that Wexford have had, but it's in the past. You know, you're not going to be a successful team or considered a successful team if you're not winning. In more recent times, like, we haven't won the league in a good while. You know, we just had the cup in 2021, so I think there's a huge hunger there to go and actually put our stamp on the league and go and win some trophies. Like, there's a lot of players there that are used to winning and we haven't been doing so in the last few years, and I think we've had a few disappointing seasons now, so we're really, really looking to put that behind us. And I think people probably won't fancy us or write us off when they see the likes of Rovers, Peas, Shells and how well they've been doing. So I think you'd be silly to write us off, because I think there's really good things coming in Wexford, and there's kind of a fresh start there that I think promising things.
Yeah, I was down there last year and doing a piece about Rhianna Jarrett and just like her whole experiences in Wexford, and talking to her family and like fans around the town, and there's a real love for the team and for the club. And you know, you go into the clubhouse and there's photos everywhere of all the successes that the women's team have had in the past. In terms of that kind of community atmosphere, like, does that really drive you on at this stage when it is just you guys, you know, slogging out yourselves? You might have a couple of preseason games, but apart from that, it is kind of all within the team rather than having those big players in the league to push you.
Yeah, I think the main thing about Wexford is the second you come into the club, and I really felt it from the first day, it's like that gut instinct that this is the club for me, because it's such a family feeling to it. And it's just that love for the club and that loyalty to Wexford that you want to do well for the club, for the girls, and we're all so close as a team that I think that's an extra motivation that we don't need to look beyond ourselves. We want to have success with the group that we have, and even on the bad days there's no other team that I'd want to play with. So, you know, that's, I think, something that's really, really special about the club.
You guys have probably had a tough time over the years as well. The last couple of ones, I was with like some key injuries at different times that maybe haven't helped. When going into this season, like, is winning the league and I suppose doing the cup double as well, is that exactly what you guys are like putting on your mood boards, manifesting, whatever it is that the team are kind of doing to mentally get yourself there?
Yeah, I think that part goes without saying. If you're playing in a club like Wexford and you're not starting every season thinking or wanting to go and win the league, wanting to go win the cup, then you're in the wrong club.
we want anything that's up for grabs, we're going to have a real crack off it. And I think it's just looking at, can we get the performances that we know that we should be capable of actually onto the pitch this year. And I think if we just focus on that, then we'll have a really good shot at what's up for grabs.
Is that the one thing that you're trying to iron out then in pre-season, when it's going into those big games and not getting the results that you guys think you deserve, or that you can see yourselves in training or whatever it is that you think you can achieve?
Yeah, I think last year we just weren't good enough. Like, we just weren't good enough on the pitch, and we weren't performing the way we know we can. And there's a lot of frustration in that, that, you know, it's not. But it was the same in training as well. It just wasn't clicking for us at all. So it's, I suppose it's finding that, getting into a groove a bit more and getting that bit of momentum this year that we can, I suppose, show what we're capable of. Because we do have such a talented squad. It's just bringing that all together and getting that out of us on match day.
So as we were just saying, it's all action here today. How are you feeling in the lead up to the season?
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. I mean, I think today it's a real sense of the league's coming back, and it's brilliant to be involved in such a good thing.
And in terms of how Bows are feeling going into this season, what's been the conversations around pre-season training?
Yeah, I mean, pre-season's been really tough so far. We're into our friendlies now and stuff, and the mood around the camp is to just gel as quick as we can and get down the basics again. You know, it's a brand new setup, so it's getting to terms with each other and understanding each other's games. So that's what we're focused on first.
And how have you found the pre-season games? Because that's obviously an opportunity to kind of develop, you know, where the team is at, give players an opportunity who've maybe, like, were on the outskirts last season but performed really well in pre-season. Yeah. How have you found it so far?
Yeah, I think it's brilliant. Like that, you can play players in different positions. You know, if managers or coaches see different teams, pre-season is absolutely amazing for that, which we've been seeing. So a few of the girls that you can see have a real dynamic in themselves and stuff like that, and it's been brilliant as a team to see where we're at and where we need to focus more on and stuff. So it's all positives.
And obviously the Dublin contingent of teams are very, very competitive in this. We've seen, like, Pimount did great things last year, especially being a club that's not affiliated with a men's side or anything. What's the rivalry like for you on the pitch?
Yeah, I mean, like, firstly, obviously Pimount done great things last year, as you said. But the rivalry is kind of just, it's a game you want to win, no matter who you play against. It's, you want to win. It's extra sweet when it's against the Dublin rivals and stuff like that, absolutely. But every game you want to win, so you might have that extra push, or the fans might give you that extra push on derby day. But yeah, no, definitely, you just want to win every game.
And do you feel like there's been an extra kind of push or interest in the club since the World Cup, in that we saw, you know, the team go, we obviously had the couple of players that were playing at the time on the team that were from the league. Like, do you think there will be a knock-on effect at the start of the league now?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you could see it coming towards the end of last season that fans were getting more interested. You know, they're supporting both men's and women's. You know, we got a lot more people at Daily Mount after the World Cup. It's young kids as well that want to be involved. They want people to interact with them, and I feel like the women's teams do that great. You know, there's always time for the fans and stuff afterwards. But no, I think 100%, and again, promotion is going to be brilliant this year. So I think it's going to be a few sellout crowds.
And in terms of Bows as a club, like, it has such a great community feel to it, and there's lots of different initiatives that they run within the club. And, you know, you see different things about them hosting, like, film screenings for different causes of the club. So it's not just about the football. It's like, if you enjoy football, if you enjoy culture, there's something for everyone at the club. What's it like for you as a player there?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know what to expect when I first came in, but I've absolutely been blown away. Like you said, there's Culture Week, there's everything you can think of happens at Bows, and it's actually brilliant because you get involved as well. And before some of our games, there's been Culture Week and stuff like that. It's been brilliant. Like that, you can see it on social media, and fans interact with that, and they enjoy it as well. So I love being a part of the community, you know. I think it's brilliant, and when you're fans of your owners, there's plenty of people you need to impress. So no, absolutely, I love it though. Yeah, absolutely.
And do you think that helps you as a player then as well? Because obviously it isn't just the football, and that's a key point, and it's, like, really, really important, but there's the opportunity as well to take yourself out of that, which some people find really helpful, other people it doesn't make as much of a difference.
Yeah, like, there's always opportunity, there's always something arising, which, again, like you said, sometimes you can switch off from the football. Football is obviously the club's main focus, but sometimes it's nice, or even if there was an injury or you stopped playing, there's always something that's happening within the club, and you can always stay in contact with everyone around it. Like, even through pre-season, we keep in contact with our match day volunteers and stuff. So look, it's absolutely brilliant, and it's a great community.
And our Bill's going to win the league this year?
Absolutely.
Year with a few additions, so we're just kind of getting used to each other and figuring out how we're going to play this season. But so far it's been good, everyone's fit and rearing to go.
And what's the general mood music around the camp? Because DLR can have some difficult results at times, and I suppose like motivating yourself going into a season, like what are the conversations, what are the aims, what are the goals at this stage?
Well, if you look at last season, some of the results were fine margins, and it's just simple errors that we need to fix up on before the season kicks off. But like, we're working on them now, and we're just going to keep playing our own game and just taking each game as it comes. But so far we're just kind of focusing on ourselves, and then we'll develop as the time comes closer to the season then.
Yeah, must be taking massive positives from the fact that those were kind of fine margins, and that I suppose it seems that you really feel like you've found the things that you can work on and that you can develop going into this season.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, like, if you look at the games last year, it was 1-0, 2-1 games, so it wasn't as if we weren't in the games. And so we've taken the analysis from last season, brought it into this season. We have a couple of friendlies to iron out those little bit of individual errors, so then we're ready for when the season kicks off in March.
And for you individually, how do you approach those pre-season friendlies? Because it's a weird time where you've had a little bit of time off. They're competitive, and they're in a way that you're not only looking to impress upon the team that you're playing against, but you're also trying to impress your manager, and they might be trying different formations, different tactics. It's not your traditional, you know, league game where you're like, okay, we're going out because we have to win this.
Yeah, I just treat it as if it is a league game, to be honest with you, because at the end of the day, you're fighting for your jersey, you're trying to get a team in a position in the starting 11, so you're looking forward to that first league game, and those friendlies are really important for yourself and for the team. So yeah, just treat it as if it is a normal league game.
And looking at like how much the face of women's football in the country has developed over the last like couple of years, but I suppose it's specifically the last couple of months with reaching a World Cup, it kind of is a completely new opportunity for the league to put itself out there to people and say, you know, this is, we're the greatest league going. This is probably one of the most competitive years at all levels.
Yeah, 100%, especially like look at the moves from the girls this year across the seas to England. Like, it's huge for the league and should draw more attention to it as well. Like, we've got players here who are definitely of the abilities to go abroad, so this year is going to be very, very competitive. There's been a lot of movement as well, so it'll be interesting to see how the teams shape up at the start of the season.
Yeah, the movement has been interesting because I think it's one of the most chaotic kind of pre-seasons that I've seen when it comes to players going around the place. What's it like as a player watching that happen? Because that kind of gives you the impression that, you know, teams are taking things more seriously and there's poaching going on, and, you know, teams thinking, okay, we know how we can maybe like grab this player who's going to help.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, you see some players who have either left the league or they've changed teams they've been with for years, so it's just going to be interesting to see how each team shapes up. You're going to have new faces, you're not really going to know how they're going to play, everyone's going to be setting up differently, so it's just all to look forward to in March.
And how much room is there in the league for, say, we saw like Piemont last season doing it out on their own, you know, they're not attached to like a Bowes or a Shelburne or a Shamrock Rovers. Like, is that something that you'd like to see the league keep and continue in terms of making sure that the supports are given to those teams that have kind of written the history of the league so far as it's been?
Yeah, definitely. Like, as look at us as Waves, like we're in a similar situation, but it's just the players need to drive it on and be willing to put the work in, and obviously sponsorships and stuff is huge. But at the end of the day, if you look at Piemont last year, like, the girls won the league, everything was against them when they went out and did it, so like it's possible for anyone really. But it is really important that the league and outside sponsorships do fund, because obviously the league is growing, more eyes on teams and players, and they just need that financial backing.
Yeah, because the stakes are being raised. Like, it was announced today that the prize money is doubling for the women's side. Men's side is also increasing. Obviously, you get more and more games being shown on TV, more opportunities to play in like better stadiums. So everything is kind of being done on the player side. As you said, it's like now time for everyone else to keep up with it.
Yeah, 100%. If the players are raising the bar, why shouldn't everybody else?
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.